Hey everyone, it is me, and today on the episode, it's just the usual Sunday recap. Make sure to give a comment and a rating and subscribe, and let's go. Okay everyone, so I had a really interesting, awesome, not awesome week, so let's go. So Monday, I can't really remember. I don't know. Slow. I can't remember most of my week. Monday, I can't remember. It was a normal day. Tuesday, we have student council, and they sell snacks after school, and they didn't on Tuesday, so that kind of sucked. Wednesday, I'm pretty sure I do something called Anime Club, and I'm pretty sure we did it on Monday. Yeah. We had Anime Club on Monday. And we elected, presidents and stuff. I didn't win, but my friends did. So that was good. Tuesday was boring. Wednesday was boring. Thursday was my sister's birthday. She got a punching bag and a bunch of little cute old-fashioned Marvel figurines. We went to a delicious restaurant, and I got barbecued pork nachos. They were delicious. And Shirley Temple, just basically cherry soda. It's like basically Sprite and grenadine. Friday was my birthday. I had woken up. I had donuts for breakfast, which we also had for my sister. But then I got a pajama set. It says Stay Golden on it. It's really pretty. It's like white and pale red and golden yellow. And it's like a golden-y color. And then like a medium blue, like baby blue. Like a cool blue. I don't know. Anyway, then I went to school. Had fun. I got a Polaroid picture taken with me and my classmates / friends. And I took a picture of that Polaroid because I wasn't allowed to take it home, but we were allowed to get our phones out to do that. Then I got picked up early, so I got to skip science and social studies and PE, so that was awesome. And me and my mom went shopping. We went to a restaurant, and I got coffee and blackberry pie, and it was delicious. I got little figurines. I got, a notebook. I'm just recapping because if you guys didn't hear my birthday episode, I got a notebook. Well, I got two. One of them, here, I'm going to get out of my bed. I'm doing this just for you guys, so you're welcome. I almost fell because I almost tripped over a stack of books. The first notebook I got, it's purple, like lilac, it's lavender, with avocados, and it says, I know guac is extra, but so am I. And the other one is white, and the top of it is, or the bottom of it is pink, and then it has a pug with a cute pink bow on it, and it says base. Mostly, I just sit around all day being fantastic. It's really cute because the pug has its tongue out. And then I got a little bluebird figurine. I got also, I have $110 now because yesterday was me and my sister, since we're right next to each other. It was our birthday cookout. I got some cards, one for my friend Faith, and she drew, which was on the episode yesterday, Three Ways of Life host. She got me one that she drew a picture of my dogs, Louie and Daisy. My cousin got me, my cousin and her uncle, or her, my cousin and my uncle and aunt, they got me a card that has a cute dog on it, and it says that feeling when you wake up and realize it's Saturday. Then I got one from my grandparents that says, Granddaughter, you're amazing. You've got looks and charm and a generous heart. You're friendly and fun. You're clever and smart. You're helpful and nice. And so talented, too. It's always a pleasure to celebrate you. You've got it all, granddaughter. You know what that means? And on the inside, it says, we love you so much or something. Let me check. I taped these on my wall. That's why I'm reading them. Not because I memorized them, because I'm not that smart. But, here, hold on. I'm opening up the card. So do not damage it. It says, our family has got some incredible genes. Happy birthday. We love you so much. Happy and grandma. And then the one my cousin got me says,
hope your birthday feels like good, love you, blah, 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 their names. And there's Libby on the front of my friend Faith, the card she got me. It's happy birthday. Then on the inside it says, happy birthday, I really missed you, LOL. I hope you have an awesome day, with all caps, and awesome. And then it says, P.S. maybe you can sleep over next time. With a LOL emoji without the circle around it. And then it says Daisy LOL in the corner. And it says 14, because that's how old I was turning. And it said, maybe we can have a sleepover next time. It said maybe we can have a sleepover next time. But that's because I had asked her if she wanted to yesterday, but her parents said no. So yeah, I'm going to take a break, and then I will be back in a minute. See you guys in a sec. Okay, I'm back. It's been like 30 seconds. I needed to reply to a text my cousin sent me, so I didn't want to do that and be rude. And sidetrack off my podcast recording. But yeah, so anyway, yesterday was awesome. Today I just woke up, cleaned, I went out to a craft store. Don't know if I should say the name. I'm gonna call it Dragon Crafts. We went out to Dragon Crafts to get felt and thread and stuffing and all this stuff for my 8th grade art project, which is worth, I think, 20% of my grade and due in November. But our materials were due this Friday, but since it was my birthday, I got sidetracked, and so I asked my art teacher, I was like, hi, this is paint. Can I wait until like Monday? Or I was like, I'm sorry, I know I'm not gonna get an A. And she was like, well, why don't you just bring them in on Monday? And I was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, well, Monday it is, so that's tomorrow. Very short weekend, holy crap. Anyway, so yeah, that is what I did today. Sorry if my phone is vibrating. I'm texting my cuz right now, so, or not right now, but I was. Anyway, so yeah, and then after we went out for the project shopping, I got home, I played Roblox with my siblings, I cleaned up my room, and I just basically stayed in here. Then we went in the hot tub earlier, we had to get out early because my sister was being a turd, and then I showered and went in here and then ate cake and my leftover Reuben from Friday, and then watched TV. We watched What If. It's the new Marvel show. It's like What If Thor Was an Only Child. That was the episode. And earlier they were watching the Killmonger one, and then like What If Doctor Strange broke his heart instead of his hands or something. It's where, I don't know, there's like a double of him, and it's confusing. And there's some guy called the Watcher in the show. I've not been keeping up, but anyway, and we watch When I Picked a Show. You see, I just finished the episode with, the Thor episode, and once we finished the Thor episode, they're all like 40 minutes long, I think. And so anyway, I need to clip my nails. I picked an episode of The Office, and now my dad's watching TV alone because my mom works all the time. But anyway, basically they do now with their new jobs and crap, because they got new jobs and we moved to a new house and all that back in August. It's been a crazy 6 months. Anyway, so yeah, I picked the Frame Toby episode where Michael tries, because he comes back from Costa Rica. If you guys are not following, there's a guy in The Office named Toby Flenderson. He left to go to Costa Rica for a while and then came back, and Michael hates him, so he tried to frame him by putting Caprese salad in his drawer and pretending it was drugs. So, trying to frame him, it was hilarious. Okay, so hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the podcast.
I'm so exhausted.
I can't even. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Check out yesterday's bonus where my best friend Faith is featured on the podcast. We talk about Halloween movies, birthdays, things like that. Make sure to give a comment and a rating. Make sure the comment is positive, because I do not want any negative comments, because, you know, it's just, ugh. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed. I will be back on Tuesday and Thursday and the next Sunday. And I hope your guys' week goes great. Love you and see you guys soon. Bye.